I'm very excited that Ayman and his family, we're going to get to know them a little bit better this morning. And Neil and Donna will also be sharing with us about their relationship with our new Egyptian family. And the way that this connects with our summer theme of gratitude is that this morning we are giving thanks. I am giving thanks for our community, for our neighbors, for our church. And what better way to give thanks and to be grateful than to get to know a little bit about their story and where they came from and how we can continue to learn from them and how we can support them as they bless us just as mutually. And so I'm going to be reading a scripture from Psalm 100. This is our summer theme scripture, and as I read this, let's just think about what we're grateful for, and especially grateful for our community. So Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is He that made us, and we are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. So I'm going to invite Neil and Ayman up, and I'll let you guys take it away from here.
So, I'll start with where our friendship began. And so, in January, some friends that I taught with at Locust Grove, Rhonda Stolzfus and Renita Gerlach. And they had heard of this family that through some of their friends that were from Iraq and heard of the needs of Ayman and Manal. And they were praying, Renita and Rhonda were praying for guidance in how to help. Renita lives in Lititz, and Rhonda lives in Atlin. So, and Ayman and Manal live right here in Greenland Drive. So, when you're not close to someone, it's difficult to help. And so they were praying, who might come to mind to help? And they, in their prayers, they both thought of Don and myself. And so they set up a time for us to meet. And that, this was in January, and so we got to meet Ayman and Manal and their children. And so, Ayman, will you first, why don't the whole family come up, and you can say their names correctly. You can say their names correctly. And they're missing their oldest daughter. She's at work this morning, Maria.
Maria, now thank my Lord, Job. Now today, Job. Okay. I need talk, but not speak English good. But I feeling now. Now I sit here in my home. My church home. Okay. I believe in America different, not like Egypt. Okay. Before not happy. Before time not happy. But I am now new family, big family. I'm very happy. Neil and Donna. And Pastor Rani and Emily. and all people smile for me. Thank you. I'm come in October before. Everything not good for me. But my Jesus help me. What help? Come Pennsylvania here. Like I see people wonderful. People help me. I go doctor every time. Don't know. And help in school, not understand telephone. Maybe call me school. My children not understand. Neil and Donna help me for this. Thank you, my Jesus. I'm now in my home. Thank you.
Say the names.
This name Manal. Okay. She now very happy go after 3 days go move, I think 3 days go move new house, okay, and now job. She not speak good, maybe speak good English different, but very happy now. And Mariel, okay, and seven school. And Marlene, you know everybody, you know Marlene.
Yeah.
And this boy is not easy class. Okay. I'm very happy now in my church. Thank you. Thank you.
So, let's go here.
Okay. I live here. This is Cairo, okay? Far away from me, I live in Hurghada, okay? This here, Luxor, this my city, tourist, all this tourist, okay? And Cairo, Pyramid, in Cairo, okay? And here is the Nile. Okay, come from Ethiopia. Okay, he go long time. All this Egypt. Nile, the river come in Ethiopia. Okay, and finish here in the sea. Okay, my country here, Hurghada. Okay, in the Red Sea. In this Red Sea. My country name Red Sea, okay? In the country now of the summer, very good now, Egypt, okay? But the land, all the land, not a small people Christian, big.
Many Christian.
Many Christian in the land here. You understand? All people before maybe not good, but now not good. In the land, my Jesus come in Palestinian, in a small baby, come visit it in Egypt, okay? Live in Cairo here, go. Live in Cairo and Asyut, city Asyut, okay? All this beach here, wonderful. In Egypt.
Okay. And I think Hurghada is six hours?
Yes, in Cairo. Six hours in Cairo. 6 hours in Cairo.
Thank you.
God bless you.
So as we think about gratitude and giving thanks, think about all the support that you have had in your life. As I reflected, the support that I've had to get me to this point. So, I've been the recipient of a good education, formal in school and also at home. I've been helped financially by family members throughout the years. One time, my sister signed a check over to me that was for her. My parents provided, I think, maybe in both of our cases, Donna and mine, at least I know for my case, provided a low interest loan to buy our house. And another time that my parents gave some money as a gift. Childcare, now that we have children, whether it's relatives or, I mean, brothers or sisters or parents, providing care for our children at no cost. House projects, getting help from family members with house projects, or transportation. How many people ever had one of the relatives take them to pick them up at a garage or something and get them back home because their car was at the garage? So there, or food, with maybe from you getting some food from someone else's garden, or maybe now providing for someone else. But there are many, many ways that we're supported. And I don't want us to, I want us to keep that in mind as we think of, okay, what do we do with that? Do we just keep it to ourselves, or do we pass that along? So as we got to know Ayman and Manal, and they moved here in October, and they were not refugees. They entered on essentially through a lottery, as partly to get better education for the children. And so many people in Egypt and I guess around the world enter their names in this sort of chance drawing, and a certain number of people from Egypt or a certain number of people from other places are able to come to the United States with a green card. And they receive that. But that doesn't, they get here and, like refugees, oftentimes will have service people helping, guiding them along the way, like we did a number of years ago. So they were here in October, no support, or very little support. And Donna, do you want to talk any about, like one of the things people need are jobs. And so this is not a practiced thing here. A number of years ago, or 2 years ago, when we were going through the pastoral search thing and we were trying to figure out how much time to allot to the pastor for sermon preparation, and, you know, one person said 12 hours, and so Jason said, well, sometimes it's as much as, guess what I heard, guess what I came to my mind as I stood up today. So anyhow.
So that's my experience. So when we first met Ayman and Manal, their only request was, can you help us find a job? And specifically for Ayman. And so thinking, oof, don't really have any connections, but we'll do our best. And so, you know, was trying to talk to anybody that we knew, but nothing was really coming and falling in place. And I was not investing tons of time because our connection was not quite as strong. And so I would check in periodically and text. And a friend of mine who previously had worked for CareerLink in Lancaster, when I asked him for advice, he's like, you know, CareerLink, people can waste a lot of time there just sitting in front of the computers. My recommendation is get a stack of resumes and go out and just go to various places and see what comes. So we had scheduled a day to do that, and then he had an eye doctor appointment, and so we couldn't do it that day, and had we're going to try several other times, and it never came to be. And then one time I was just checking in, how are your eyes, did you find a job yet? And he texted back saying, can you find a job for Manal? And so with that, I just happened to see there was an ad in the paper at Good and Plenty Bakery, and so I'm like, well, let's try that out. And I hadn't even necessarily thought at the time that my next door neighbor is the manager of the bakery. And so met her, and they basically hired her on the spot, so that was good. And then had picked up Iman and one day, and we went to various locations. And the first place we went, they said it was a job fair for Urban Outfitters down in Gap. And I got to tell you, the people there were very rude and not helpful. And I walked, that was the first place that I stopped at. And I got to say, you know, I was discouraged thinking, it's a job fair. Lots of people are coming to you for help. Can you not show any kindness? I mean, I was blown away. And so then went to another location and again, kind of felt like, I understand they have lots of applicants and you got to understand the process, but not giving me helpful information to help me, you know, get to the next level. And then we had gone to a third location and they were very willing to help get a job, but it was a smaller business and so had a little bit more on the line. And so we're kind of like, okay, well, maybe we can make this work, but, you know, here's what we need. And so it was, I mean, you think of coming into, when you think of jobs that are out there, and like, Iman has very good people skills, not strong language, and so can't do anything retail, customer service related, still learning to read and the whole comprehension thing. And so you think of what jobs are out there, you know, that really narrows the field that you can really find that an employer would feel confident saying, yes, we want to hire. And so things didn't pan out with that. And then we were faced with the deadline for housing of they needed to be out of their house by June 15, and so, you know, then we have, okay, no job, no housing, and it was like the whole time, you know, I would wake up in the middle of the night just to, and praying, and I can't tell you how many times songs and scripture verses would come to mind. And this one day it was, be still and know that I am God, kept resonating over and over and over in my mind. And I stopped and talked to Randy the next day, and he was like, that was our theme song on Sunday. You know, that there were, it was just amazing that God was saying, trust me, everything is going to be okay. And in my mind, I'm like, God, I believe that you have good things in mind, and I know that it's going to work out. But where do you want me to go? Like, and what is your timeline, knowing that we had absolute finite deadlines that we were dealing with? And so there was always the sense of, what do I need to do? But God says, I have everything in control. And so even last Sunday, the song that Becca sang, His Eyes Are on the Sparrow. So we traveled this job journey. Thought we had one last Tuesday for Iman, ended up not working out, which was kind of discouraging. But then that song that she sang, The Eye Is on the Sparrow, we know God cares for us. And on Monday, Iman got a call, or Iman calls me and says, Donna, Dart called me, but I don't understand. And so I called Dart back. Can Iman come in for an interview tomorrow? I said, yes, you can. And so Neil took him. He got offered a job. And so he will actually start this coming Friday. He will have his orientation. So with the whole job scenario, oh, and the additional thing with Maria now working. So Manal started at Good and Plenty Bakery. And then I saw that DJ Kling had a job out in front of her Country Living Inn for Help Wanted. So I stopped in to see, would this be a good job for Iman? She's like, well, it's very part-time, and I wouldn't necessarily want to train him, only to have him go take a full-time job somewhere. And as we were talking and ideas, and I'm like, oh, well, would you hire his 17-year-old daughter? She's like, sure. And so again, hired her, met her, hired her on the spot, said this is when you're going to start. And so now she's working part-time as well. So now we have Iman starting work, Manal working, Maria working, and Mora is working because she watches Karas and Marlene. So that has been our story on the job front. And I thank Jim. Was also helpful in taking Iman to a job interview one day. And so it was all, God is good. God is very good.
And I mean, there's lots of, it's not the Neil and Donna show. Because one day Ruth Ann enabled freed Donna up by taking care of Karas and Isabel. And Jim did so there's, and Marvin and Lois did some things earlier. So there's lots of support with that. So one of the, and so Iman's job is going to be 12 midnight to 8 a.m. Sunday through Thursday. And he went through the line on Tuesday, and so he says, I can do that. He was shown what he needs to do, and he's like, I can do that. So so then the housing, on the housing front. So we knew with where they're living that was not a sustainable place to live financially from the first day we met. And then at the end of April, we found out that they were going to need to leave their current residence by June 15. So housing for a family of six, and thinking it needs to be around $700 for the rent, and not a whole lot of utilities. And Don and I, we did research on places, looking at rent, apartments, looking at basically every option. And we sort of set up what we would think would be the first and second and third options. And first option didn't work out. Second option didn't work out. And so we were down to the third one. And this was the beginning of May then. And one of the thoughts we had thought of was purchasing a house that, if we could find one that's inexpensive enough and we don't need to make money on rent, but we wanted them to be in the Conestoga Valley School area for their wishes. And it's a family of six. The rental thing, places don't rent. At least ones we found will not rent to a family of six with two bedrooms. And so we were looking at places to buy, but I'm telling you, there's nothing that fit our budget to buy either. Except one. And so on Monday, first Monday of May, when all the other options were out, there was one online on Zillow. And I said to Donna, well, should we contact the realtor? What to do? And so, sure, and contacted Cal Yoder. I sent an email to him Monday evening. Tuesday afternoon after school, and some of you heard this story already, Tuesday after school, I checked my personal email, and I don't do that, but I did, and had an email from him saying that it was an auction. It was on an auction website. And I started responding back by email, because I'm just not a phone call person, especially when it involves asking things. So I started out, I'm like, no, I will call Cal. I'm going to call Cal. And so about 3:30, I gave him a call, and we just went through some questions. And it was the evening at the board at LMS has an appreciation banquet for the teachers. So Joshua and Isabel were at their grandparents, Donna's parents. But anyhow, Cal said, you can go on the website, sign up yourself, and you can check it out. So I got home earlier than usual, probably 4 o'clock, go on this website called Hubzu, and it says, auction ends in 5 hours. I've driven past this place. Donna hasn't even driven past it. And so I spent the next hour and a half, I put a bid in, next hour and a half, trying to find out about this website, and it was, the reviews on it were quite discouraging. They were quite disparaging of the company. We went to the banquet. I drove Donna past it. And anyhow, a long story made short, last Wednesday, we won a bid, and then everything needed to be timetabled. I can tell you the long story sometime. So on last Wednesday, a week and a half ago, we took possession of this house. We've never been in it. We didn't see the realtor face to face. Everything was online, our signature. I think the settlement day we signed something, like physically signed something and scanned it and sent it in. When the funds got in, Donna got an email with a 4-digit code to punch in the door, and we still have that doorknob if anybody needs one. Didn't know, what's this mean? Like, if every sink of the house has that on it, do you buy it? What's it mean? It meant it was winterized. We didn't know how frozen the pipes are and things like that. Anyhow, so we've been doing a lot of renovation, and you know, it's hard. I'm very reluctant to say this is God's will on a lot of things, but I think I'm going to step out and say I think it is God's will. And it was sort of going back to Randy's sermon on forbearance of being patient, not forcing our way along the way. And you know, these things that are they coincidences? When Donna was talked to Randy that Tuesday, and Randy's like, I know a realtor that you should contact. And Donna's like, who's that? Cal Yoder. He's very helpful in many ways. And that song. And Donna and I had all these ideas of what to do for the house inside before we were ever in it, and flooring. And then two Sundays ago, talking with Chris, and Chris said, do you need any carpet? And we weren't planning on doing carpet. And I'm like, no. Well, tell me. And they had some carpet that we could tear out at Landis Homes. And we still have to install it. But so many things. sort of feel like they fell in place. And with the goal of this being something that can be affordable long term for them and us. So that's the housing front. One of the things that, in some ways, it feels a lot of it is like a one-way thing. We're able to be the helpers, but the one area of that I see us growing in is our faith. And in their current house, they use two bedrooms. It's three bedrooms. They use two for sleeping. And the third is dedicated for prayer. It's a prayer room. And as we're driving home from an interview, and when he found out he's the job, you know, I know it's a prayer in Arabic. I don't know what's being said. Or as things come along, God will provide. God will provide. God has provided. So, you know, maybe my Western mindset needs some readjustment there. And then future. Do any of us know the future? I mean, we have our ideas. And it looks like everything in the story was a good trajectory. But let me tell you, it was not a smooth smooth road. And, you know, you go from a high to a low in 24 hours. And take this deep breath and go on. So there...
So with the highs and the lows that have come in the journey, when Keith Weaver was here, he made a challenge of, we all have very busy lives, but don't be afraid of kingdom work. And this has been, for the last 2 months, it has been very intense. And... you know, with what Neil said about feeling like this is God ordained, like I truly feel like this is kingdom work, and that God is providing not only for some physical needs, but the emotional and the physical strength, because there have been times that have been draining, and I'm thinking, you know, there are times when it's just our family life, where I can get completely stressed down and bogged down and weighed down. And to think of, we have our family life going on right now. We have church life, which I have to say is the Grow team leader. There's some intensity, a lot of work that goes along with it. I have my job. And then I have six other people that I'm trying to make sure that schooling and healthcare and housing and jobs are taking place. And, you know, if I step back, to me it sounds overwhelming, but I gotta say, it's like God is truly the source of strength. And when He's the focus, it's amazing what can happen. And that it's not, like you said, it's not the Neil and Donna show. It's, you know, our whole church being. But just wanting that to be a message of hope or challenge that, you know, what are the little kingdom things that we can do, knowing that, you know, God will provide in the midst of it when it seems like there's no way. So anyway, just a word of encouragement there.
So God has provided this family for us,